Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio, and we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios as we get you to the weekend. It is Friday. Feels like it's been a short week, but a long week at the same time. As we're coming in, people getting rich from doggy coin.
Not us, huh?
You got some when?
Wow.
Early this morning.
Oh, so when it was already...
No, it was. It's when it, I got it when it was at like 30 cents. It
went now it's like 35 already. Or, okay,
yeah. It might have went down for 40 something. When I saw it earlier.
Either way, some people you know got in .02 cents.
I can't believe I sold mine, John.
Some people live in life. I can't believe I let them deter me from buying any. Whenever I had the craze, they wouldn't give me. They wouldn't set up my damn crypto. I could have been rich. Could have left you guys all behind, but instead we clock in. Sounds like Hayden's doing good.
Oh yeah, look at this.
Oh, he's vaccinated too?
Hey.
Oh, look at him. Living high.
Got here early too?
Got here early. He's thriving. I'm a little nervous to ask Cam how he's doing because I think I know the answer. But Cam, how are you?
Not good, John. Yeah, not good. I'm actually very sad.
I was worried about that.
I'm very sad today.
Anything you want to share with the audience or you just want to keep it unspoken?
I'll share it, I guess. Well, I was supposed to add two ferrets to my little family, but young Williams is an incompetently run place, and now I'm not getting the ferrets. So
and you'd already had you picked out names for them?
Not yet. I was still gonna wait to see their personality and stuff. But I claimed them on Monday, and the people were like, seemed very like, oh, we don't really know what's going on, but yeah, you definitely could come in and get them, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, hey, can I get an email just in case to make sure I get all the right stuff processed, yada, yada, yada. You know, the great people over there took 5 days to email me back, and then I called this morning, like, hey, I'm still gonna come get them today, and they're like, oh, sorry, somebody else is adopting them today. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, we never even had them here. They've always been in foster care. And I was like, no, I called Monday. You guys had them. I know for sure. Y'all were posting pictures of them at your facility. So they were just playing some games with me. So, young Williams, your days are numbered.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Days are numbered.
Okay. Days are numbered. That's okay. Seems scary. For them, I guess.
Yep.
I'd be pretty upset too, though. That sounds like some nonsense.
It is, yeah. They're playing games with me. Seems like there's some scheming going on behind the scenes. They just kept trying to lie to me about stuff. Like, oh yeah, all the calls and emails that came in, we've been sending straight to the foster parents. It's like, no, that's not true. Because I emailed and called you, and they both did not come from. It was coming straight from y'all. So
unlucky.
They're playing games. They're all playing games. Better watch their backs.
Okay, another threat. Just let them know.
This is why shelters have such a high kill rate. The people are just incompetent there. It's so dumb.
I thought he was going to go somewhere different with the kill rates. All right. What about you, Draven? How are you?
Doing better than Cam, say the least. I'd say, don't want to, you know, bury you guys or anything, but I'd say it doesn't help, you know, the Hawks.
Yeah, I can't believe the Bucks had a put a hate crime on the Hawks last night. How are you going to go into Atlanta on Jackie Robinson Day while we're wearing our MLK celebration jerseys and just assassinate us right there on national television? It's just blatant hate crime. Milwaukee, your days are number two.
I don't like the assassination joke there, Cam. I don't like that one. That one makes me doesn't.
And that's not how he died anyways. We all know that. But
maybe that's not how he died.
What? Oh, they killed him in the hospital. Y'all don't? Never mind. Sorry, they don't teach that in school. But that's actually what happened.
I've never heard that.
No, I've never heard that one either.
Look it up. That's because they don't teach it.
Look it up.
I don't think it's readily available.
You think the CIA just went from asking him to kill himself to him, going to survive in the hospital the next day? Nah. It doesn't go like that.
I mean, I guess I've never thought of it. I just assumed the gunshot put him down at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. No, he was alive in the hospital still.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I've never thought of it, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the CIA wanted to kill him.
Yep.
Okay. Hmm. Make up your mind, Draven. Are the Hawks a story or are they not a story? Because sometimes you don't want to talk about it, now you want to leave the show off with them.
I think you bring them up. This is the time.
Yes, the Bucks, they got Giannis back, who is a two-time MVP. Yes, they beat the Hawks without three starters. Yes, they did good.
Let's have a little...
A nice 11-point win while Trey was limping around hurt. Okay,
11, that's it could have been 20. It was a blowout.
The Hawks had a lead in the halfway through the third quarter.
It turned into a blowout.
I mean, that's fine.
Early fourth quarter.
That's fine.
The
Hawks had a lead in the third quarter and lost by 11. Okay.
They clocked out. Also, man, Capella, great rebounder, huh? The Bucks.
He's the only one we had.
Tearing up the glass.
He had 11 at halftime. What are you talking about?
Watch the fourth quarter, John. They're down by 8.
I thought it was a blowout.
There's still a minute left. They may have had a chance if they hit a three or something right at the end. They could get a rebound.
So was it a blowout? Was it a blowout? The Hawks have a chance.
It doesn't matter. I'm not breaking down the game. That's not what I'm here to do.
You're just making stuff up.
This is just here for a little bit of a sports intervention here, Hayden. It's time. We got to stop this. We got to stop the Hawks.
Oh, so
the Hawks are
we lose to a top three seed while missing a bunch of starters, and now we're just irrelevant.
Can you check the standings? We're still a four seed. What are we talking about?
You said Eastern Conference Finals. Let's stop. Let's just stop.
Okay.
It's the top three teams and everybody else. That's what it is in the East. Just face it.
I choose to look and say, well, we had a 2-point lead in the third quarter with without three starters.
Yeah,
that's
please give me my starters back, and I'll take them any day of the week.
And our sixth or seventh man. Like, I feel like that's a pretty good. I mean, the Bucks were at full strength. I feel like that's a pretty good game.
I don't know if they're at full strength.
Who's missing?
You're talking about the rebounding. John Collins helps with the rebounding. Hunter helps with defense. Reddish helps with defense. Gallo helps to just pop off the bench. That's the 11 points right there.
What was Trey helping last night?
Is DeAndre Hunter even going to play this year?
With his assist game.
Yeah, he's supposed to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he played, then he got hurt.
Then, yeah, there was a little complication, so they're like, okay, let's clean this up.
What about Reddish? Is he actually
Reddish
gonna come back?
May not come back this year.
Okay, so what are we talking about then?
Well, two starters and our sixth man. I mean, Collins is pretty good. John Collins is pretty good. I mean, I feel like you should know that. I feel like he busted the heat pass last time they played.
I didn't say that about John Collins.
Yeah, he's a pretty important player. I mean,
I was mad at Charles Barkley after game. Like, oh, yeah, the Hawks just can't beat the best teams. I was like, Charles.
He was the one that picked the Hawks before the game.
I know.
I love what he said, though. He was like, what did Chuck say? Oh, they're two players away. And Chuck was like, yeah, LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Well, I mean, if Shaq's talking about winning a championship, yes, that is accurate.
I'm laughing.
Well, I mean, if he's talking about winning an NBA championship,
everybody's a championship away if you add Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Yeah, except the Nets. And the Sixers, maybe they don't need both of them. Just give them one of them. But as long as the Lakers have both of them, yeah, I would say everyone's two players away.
I don't want to hear this Eastern Conference Finals talk anymore. That's over. Just go ahead, nip that in the bud, and just go. Just be happy that they're going to be in the playoffs.
Trey had a bad game.
Okay,
3-17.
I credit him for trying to go out there and tough it out, come back from injury early, and you know it was a bad game. I'm not going to lie. If you look, it's like 15.
He's not injured.
He'd miss the last two games with the injury.
He played
37
minutes.
Well, I know because he's
a
warrior.
That's because it's a national TV game.
Come on now.
It's a national TV game, and the Bucks were at full strength. We wanted that win.
No. The Atlanta Hawks training staff would not let him go out there and play 37 minutes if he wasn't healthy.
You think the NBA was going to let us play another primetime national television game without players?
It's not a conspiracy against you, Cam. I'm just saying the Hawks training staff would not let their star player go out there and play 37 minutes if he was injured.
I mean, there's a difference between, like, hurt and injured, I guess. So maybe hurt, Is hurt better for you? Like injury implies, like, well, injury implies that you can, like, you know, make the injury worse, and you've got like an actual thing. He missed the last two games; his knee was sore. We don't get a lot of primetime TV games. He was just trying to go out there and you know, suck it up.
By the way, I feel like every time you guys are on primetime, you guys just get spanked.
I think we beat the hell out of the Warriors the last two times we were on primetime. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Remember, you lost to the Mavs at one point.
I mean, we got beat by 1 point on a controversial call. Mm. Or 2 points, whatever it was. We had the ball at the end, and Trey got fouled, and they didn't call the foul. That wasn't a blowout by any means. But feel free to just continue lying, whatever makes you feel better. And again, just check the standings. It's fine. Still the 4 seed. Still fine.
You still on the Eastern Conference talk?
I mean, we're contenders. Eastern Conference Finals contenders. Not Finals contenders. I mean, we're not going to win. They're not going to win the East, but a chance to win a couple series.
Yeah, give me my just, players back. Yeah, it was healthy. And I'll roll.
Make up your mind. I didn't want to start the show. With
I didn't
Hawks
either.
Talk.
I didn't. I just wanted to.
What do you mean you didn't? You started it.
I did because I want to cut it off. This is it. This is done. I don't want to hear about this team anymore. I want to hear about Eastern Conference anymore.
I mean,
they're not good.
I'm still waiting
on
you to
pop. They're an average team.
Aren't your teams in the Eastern Conference?
Andrews.
Plural. Plural teams. You picked two teams and still can't even get a winner.
This ain't about me. This is about your Hawks. This is about, I'm not saying the Hornets are going to the Eastern Conference Finals, am I?
Can we still get an apology? Do you feel like you owe an apology to Bogdanovich yet? 28-7-6 last night? Can you at least apologize to him? You called him trash all year. Can you at least apologize to him? No? Okay. Yeah. Well, again, I didn't want to start the show here. There's big Tennessee basketball news. I had a whole thing. About the week being short, sweet, long at the same time. A lot of Tennessee news, but Draven wanted to start the Hawks. I'm sorry, guys. It wasn't my choosing. He doesn't want to talk about the
Let's
Hawks.
Let's just go ahead and get it out of the way.
When they win, he doesn't want to talk about them. When he loses, the story of the day, I guess. Funny how that happens.
Yeah, imagine how much we talk about the Hornets and Cavs every time they lost.
Main story of the show. John Fulkerson makes his decision, says he's coming back to Tennessee in a quite long video. Over 3 minutes laying it out.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee gets John Fulkerson back. He will not count towards the scholarship limit. We had been, you know, kind of debating that. Hayden, he will not be counting towards Tennessee's scholarship limit. So Tennessee still has 2 scholarships. To round out this team. I'm assuming that means they want to go hard after at least one more transfer.
Yeah, you think so?
If they're saving the 1 scholarship for the Tom McGuy from Catholic, which, by the way, apparently Bear called him a lottery pick, a lottery talent, is that what he said?
Yeah.
A first-round talent. Well, how far
did
you go
really
with
that? Say that?
I got messages saying that.
Yeah, I saw that too.
He was hyping him up. He was hyping him up. He was saying that.
Did he say lottery or first round?
I want to say he said lottery.
I mean, I know Bear's got a blind spot when it comes to Catholic, but I mean, he knows I love him, but that seems like a...
stupid thing.
I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to throw the S word out there. I wasn't going to call Bear what you called him, because I love him too much. I wouldn't say that. I would just say that's a heat of the moment take. That's when like your biases are all crashing together. Where you want Tennessee to be good, you're feeling good because of... He's a Catholic boy. It just all came together at the same time.
If you're an NBA lottery pick in private school division in Tennessee, I think you should be averaging more than like 7 points a game.
And we've said that.
Winning the state championship.
Yeah. We've said that.
Especially a four-star point guard with you, too.
Yeah. One of Stripes says the closest he will be to a lottery is if he's picking scratch-off tickets when he hits 18. We don't know what he's going to morph into, but I thought that was a... A little aggressive by our friend Bear. A little aggressive. I believe he said something similar about Wynn and Gabriel, too, at some point, I feel like.
Well,
I don't know. We'll dive into the John Fulkerson stuff after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. John Fulkerson makes it official. Did you watch the video, Draven?
I did. Goosebumps a little bit there, John, especially towards the end.
Do you feel like you got duped? I felt the first half of the video was making it seem like he was saying goodbye.
Yeah, kind of did a little bit, but...
I saw the quote tweets of people being excited, so I kind of figured what was happening. But if you had just watched it off his feed, you know, the title of the video is what, Vol for Life?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, that could mean anything. It could mean I'm, you know, I would almost take it more likely that you're leaving.
Yeah.
And then the first half of the video just talks about, you know, growing up in Tennessee and being so thankful to wear the orange. As he slowly walks us through his thought process.
Had a lot to get off his chest, John.
Yeah.
It's just on slow. That's
yeah. And then he gets to the part where then you really like figure out what's going to happen. Then he's like, yeah, if I imagine telling this, you know, young boy from Kingsport how he'd walk off the court for the last time, you know, aka getting his bell rung, his clock cleaned, his brain scrambled by Omar Payne. And at that point, you realize, okay, we're going with the unfinished business route.
Should we bring in Omar Payne for next year? He's looking for a new home, I'm pretty sure.
We got enough big men at this point. I mean, hell, if you look at, if you listen to, you know, the people that cover Tennessee basketball more closely, you know, the big name popping up that Tennessee's going to really be after is this Nafarley Dante guy. Nafarley Dante is a sophomore at Oregon. A big man, 6'11". He's coming off of an ACL tear. Only played 6 games last year. But, you know, at one point, again, when he was a high school senior, he was the number 14 player in the country.
Nice, another big man.
6'11", ties to Sunrise Christian, of course, where we have, hired our new assistant coach from. Ties there. Thinks that if he hits the portal after he has done rehabbing his ACL, that Tennessee will be in the strong lead for him.
Another little Oregon connection, huh? Victor Bailey, now big man coming down.
Yeah, that, and then the Sunrise Christian would be I do and Dante. You know, yep. Both those guys, ties to him. Tennessee, I guess, is going to make sure that they always have a big man on the court now. I guess Rick Barnes did not like the small ball revolution.
Does that get you excited?
I mean, it depends. I want tall people.
Yeah, but like, what's it we were kind of saying? We got to go small. Like, what's that? What we were saying, like, all year? Like, let's go small. Let these guys run a little bit.
Well, I think going small is good whenever, like, well, it was good for last year's team. But, like, ideally, you have 6'9", 6'10" guys who can play. Like, when the option is either Kumwa, an injured Fulkerson, or Urosh, yeah, let's go small. But, I mean, like, if you have Huntley Hatfield that can, you know, protect the rim and get out there and run around and stretch the floor and be able to shoot outside 10 feet. Like, ideally, that's what you have. You have a couple big guys that could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it ain't a size thing. It's about athleticism, mostly. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I don't know about, you know, this Nafarley Dante guy, you know, talking about him and, you know, Fulkerson coming back. Like, he doesn't scream athleticism. Like, we know Fulkerson's not that. So there will be lineups where, you know, Tennessee is really slowing it down and trying to get the ball in the post. But, nah, you know, if Tennessee's getting a bunch of athletic big guys, I'm not going to complain about that. I want athletic big guys.
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite kind.
Now, whether or not they like end up in your closing lineup, we'll see. Because, I mean, for as good as Kyle Alexander was, not the Memphis Grizzly, but the former Vol, Kyle Alexander, for as good as he was, you know, he usually wasn't in our closing lineup, right? Usually when it was time to close a game, you had Lamonte in his place and you had Grant the five. So, like, mm-hmm. there are going to be options and flexibility, but there are going to be times where you have to have some 7-footers on the court or at least some 6'10" guys. The more athletic, the better. The more they can actually score and play basketball, the better. But it seems like, you know, Rick Barnes talked about it. Said, hey, need some big men. He's recruited big men. He convinced his John Fulkerson to stay. Like I said, you're linked to this Nafarley Dante guy, you know, a 7-footer from Oregon.
We're going to have all the big men.
Average 8 points a game, 6 rebounds, a block in 6 games this year at Oregon.
Okay.
Got the size.
Did he start in those 6 games, do you know?
I'm going to say no, just because he simply was playing less than 20 minutes. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, that sounds assuming. Not too shabby, then.
Going back to Fulkerson, though, I mean, we kind of talked about it, you know, him returning. You said it was all about could he get back to the level he was at.
Right.
I mean, is he going to get back to that level? Because all these big men coming in makes me think, like, he could be coming off the bench. He could be, like, go from starter, star player to, you know, biggest face on the team to back off the bench like he was his first couple years. I don't think he would want that.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, if you're Fulgerson, I think you have to be aware of like what's happening with this roster. But you probably are also confident that you can get back to normal and be ready to play. Now, I have heard he's still dealing with some side effects, some lingering issues from his concussions.
It's a little crazy, ain't it? I mean, that's been...
It's scary. I mean, it's been about a month and a half. Minute, it's been 6 weeks, but it's scary for sure. Especially considering football, most of those guys are back on the field and getting hit within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're Fulgerson, I think your goal here is probably just to stay at Tennessee, work on another degree, continue your career as a fan favorite. And, like, that's not going to change. If Fulgerson's a hustle guy off the bench and buys into that role, like, that'll just only help his legend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I use legend as, you know, talking about how fans will remember him.
Yep.
Not necessarily calling him a legend, although I think in Tennessee basketball, you'll remember John Fulgerson for the next 20 years. I think that's fair, being a hometown kid.
Absolutely.
Ultimate team guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think once every year, you'll remember the game against Kentucky in Rupp Arena. Since he doesn't win there very often. So you'll remember that time he did that for you. So if you're him, like, I don't think there's any real risk here. Now, if he comes out and, like, can't play at all, is getting booed, and, you know, he references that in the video. He's like, hey, I know I let you down last year.
Yeah.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think he would come in comfortable with whatever Rick Barnes does for him. And we'll see what Rick Barnes does. Like, there'll probably be pressure on him to start the first couple games.
And that kind of concerns me a little bit, too, because I want to see these big men run, especially if we get this guy from Oregon.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you rather have a big 7-footer out there instead of, you know, a little smaller Fulgerson?
Now, we'll see. You know, Barnes put Fulgerson on the bench last year.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him off the bench as a six-man. Didn't sound like Fulgerson complained. And, you know, I think, by all accounts, we acknowledge this Tennessee team is, you know, whether or not you're going to say they're going to be better, that's yet to be seen, but they're going to be better in the post. They're going to have better bodies.
Yeah,
in the post they did last year. So, you know, just common sense would tell you, okay, it's going to be a little bit more crowded there. Playing time might not be as much. Tennessee's going to have to deal with that. Now they're going to have, you know, on paper, these guys all should be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe, you know, Urosh. Although, if he's your 12th guy, it's a lot different than him starting in a tournament game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if he's like, hey, we need some energy, come in here and do something, like, I'll live with 5 minutes of your Urosh, or 3 minutes if he has to come in. I don't want to see him, but I'm saying, like, him being your 13th guy, that's pretty good for a roster.
Just be the team cheerleader. Just get the guys pumped up. That's his job.
There's a chance him and Fulgerson are sitting next to each other doing that.
Yep.
Then we got the Bass brothers over on the sideline.
How great would that be for him, though? Really, like, you make this whole hype video that, like you said, that was so long, felt like it was like a minute longer than it should have been. All this hype for you to, like, yeah, not even guaranteed to be an important role in the team. I think I might have just said, call it quits.
Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe we're headed towards a Charlie Conway situation.
A what?
A Charlie Conway situation. Nothing.
I don't know who
Charlie Conway.
I don't get anything there either right now.
Sounds like a country singer.
Charlie Conway. I mean, there are country singers named Charlie and a couple with the last, or at least one with the last name, first name with Conway. Charlie Conway, nothing. Nothing for you either, Hodden. Let me tell you about a story.
Ooh.
Of a legend. Once the best player at one point on the team.
Sounds like the beginning of a 30 for 30.
Yeah, sort of. Should be one day. You know, and then as players got a little older and, you know, he didn't necessarily develop the same way, he kind of got bypassed.
Yeah.
Team got a little better. They recruited some better players. And, you know, then they have an injury to the team, right? An injury to the team. Their best player got injured. Maybe not, you know, a guy that, you know, hadn't really earned his stripes, kind of an outsider, a rival at one point. He's back on the team. And his wrist heals. And in time for the big game, you know, he's ready. And then the coach has to be like, sorry, dude, like, we have our team already. And Charlie steps up, says he can have my spot. I'm going to sit over there and coach with you.
Wow.
And just really put the team, you know, first. Oh, sorry, excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional. And, you know, then, you know, the team won. And the player, you know, played well. And Charlie was happy because he was an ultimate leader and the heart and soul of the team.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Man, that's teamwork right there.
Yeah, he said, give me my spot, coach. I know he's better than me. The team needs him. He won't take any opportunities away from anybody. He wanted the team to be successful.
Wow.
Man. Wow.
Is this guy
from the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, it is. It is. That's what happened. Banks healed, and they had gotten Keenan Thompson and his knuckle puck to come in, and they didn't want to take him off the ice either because, you know, he had been there for the team. Charlie stepped up and said, Gordon, yeah, I know you might be having sex with my mom at some point, at least in the first movie, not so much the second movie. He kind of went back to the Iceland girl for a little bit. But I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to sit over there next to you, Gordon. And then somehow he still became, like, the best player of the team, like, in high school, which seemed a little weird because I feel like if you're already getting passed by your peers in grade school, it's a little weird that you would then become the best player in high school. But either way, he worked hard at it. He worked hard at it. So maybe Fulkerson has a little Conway in him.
Okay.
Maybe. Team first.
Hope so.
It's kind of embarrassing. I got so emotional over that.
It's right okay back. To let your. It's okay for guys to be emotional.
I know that, but I just, it's, you know, a kids' movie from the '90s that, you know, recalling it actually did hit a nerve with me. Ultimate Team guy.
It's a good message. It's a good message.
Ducks fly together, man.
Quack quack. They always in that V formation, you know.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
V for victory.
Got a little breaking news in the NBA world.
Ooh.
The Utah Jazz have some new owners.
Oh, yes.
Including a big name to help spearhead and take an active role in, quote, the franchise and the region. Ryan Qualtrics. I guess he's probably a tech billionaire. He is going to be the main owner. He's the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But alongside him will be three-time NBA champion Dwayne Wade. What was that face? Oh, you said ooh?
Yeah.
You don't like Dwayne Wade?
Yeah, you don't like Dwayne Wade?
I don't like that. Why would you like being the owner of the like
being the owner would be cool, man.
Jazz?
I mean, the number one team in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
I mean, these opportunities don't come open very often, hey, and this is why all the tech billionaires want to be a part of this. And when I say this, I don't even mean just the NBA. I just mean a professional sports team. There's a finite number of those. And, you know, the richest of the rich compete to get in on these.
Yep.
Are the Jazz, like, the least valuable team in the NBA?
No.
Like, are they really expensive?
I mean, every team's expensive.
Yeah,
now.
Every team's expensive.
But. And, like, the if you just look at the last, like, 15 years, the value, the value of the franchise has gone through the roof. Like, if you look at, like, what Jordan bought the Hornets for, we look that up. The official number, I feel like Jordan bought the Hornets for like $250 million.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that. Maybe a little bit more, but I want to say it was like $250 million.
Let's see.
I'll wait to
180.
Finish. Yeah, so even less than that, okay. $180 million. Did you guys see what the Minnesota Timberwolves just sold for? Who should be the, you know, least valuable, the one that's talking about getting moved, that's, you know, not in a very big place. And it's not the worst market because, like, the Pelicans in Memphis have the worst markets. The Minnesota Timberwolves sold for $1.5 billion.
Really?
Yeah. It says here that the least valuable team in the NBA right now in 2021 is the Grizzlies, and that is
I would say it goes in part just because of the TV market. Like I said, New Orleans and Memphis, I don't remember what order it is, but they're 29th and 30th in terms of the TV markets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Grizzlies are $1.3 billion. The Pelicans are $1.35 billion.
So right there. Yeah, okay, so at the very bottom, $1.3 billion. We look up what the Charlotte Hornets are worth just right now.
Yeah, I got it right here. $1.5.
Okay.
Yep.
So about what Minnesota sold for.
I got the whole list of teams.
And
you wanna know.
Go ahead and give me the whole list, because even if they're saying that's what the value is, I think if you actually sold them, you would get more because people want them so much.
Yeah. You just want me to get from like 1 to 30?
Just tell me the most expensive. Like,
most expensive is the Knicks.
They're probably worth what, like $4 billion?
Five.
Okay.
Two is the Warriors, 4.7. Lakers, three.
I feel like if you saw the Lakers, you'd get more money than
The Warriors.
Or yeah. Maybe not the Knicks. But
both
like,
the Warriors is 4.7 and the Lakers are 4.6.
So. Like, I think if it actually had an open bid, like, I think you'd get $5 billion for the Lakers. Just because, I mean, the history that comes along with that being in L.A.
I think the Celtics, too, would be, I think you could almost sell them more than the Warriors.
Has Golden State always been kind of a big, because, I mean, they weren't that good back in the day.
I would say with both of those teams at the top, or really all three of those teams at the top, mostly the Knicks and Warriors are like you get Madison Square Garden, and with the Warriors you would get the brand new like arena Chase there Center. Too. Yeah. So like you, the brand new stadiums would probably pump those up because, you know, both of those are worth a lot of money. Either the new one or the historic, you know, and the real estate that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm still shocked it's still in front of the Lakers though. I mean, just money wise, I know it's close, but still, that's still kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Just for reference, like give me like a just like the number 10 team. Like who's the number 10 team?
The Raptors coming at 10, 2.15 billion.
Right. And what are the Clippers valued for? I guess that's my last
They're question. Six. They're 2.75 billion.
Okay. Steve Ballmer paid $2 billion for them, like, you know, what, 6 or 7 years ago? And they've already grown up almost another $1 billion in terms of what they would be considered worth. Although, again, I think if it actually was bidding, it'd be like the housing market here in Knoxville, where people are listing their houses and getting offers over what they're asking for, right? Yeah. Like when you actually try to buy a house in Knoxville, you better come in with like $10,000 over the asking price to have a chance to get it. That's just how hot the market is. The NBA franchise sales are like that. The NFL is the same way. Like if an NFL team ever came up for sale, it'd be the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like if Dan Snyder ever sells the Redskins or the football team or the Wild Hogs, like he's gonna cash out. Like he's gonna make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because rich guys want these, and they don't come up for sale very often. And you know what rich guys don't get told often? No. Or sorry, can't. So, like, if you ask why Dwayne Wade's involved in it, same reason Alex Rodriguez is like, hey, I'll take the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
It's because you want to sit at the table, man. You want to get in those meetings. You want to be walking around as an owner. Like, I feel like that'd be pretty powerful. What, 90, 92 franchises in America sports that matter? In the three big sports, I mean, every NBA team, every NFL team, every baseball team, although I don't know.
NHL teams, I feel like people like to
sure, there's probably eight. Two. There's probably eight NHL owners that are really like, but although usually those guys own like multiple teams. They own multiple sports. But yeah, sure, there's probably eight franchises that you could walk around and puff your chest out about here in America, sure. So we'll just call it 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people are excited about, oh, you own the Tampa Bay Rays? Wow. How about you spend some money, you damn jerk? The Pittsburgh Pirates will just spend some money.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, like, I mean, it'd be cool, I guess, but like, oh, yeah, you can't sit with us. Go to the little kids' table. Can we get David Beckham? Can we call up David Beckham from the Miami MLS team? Can you come hang out with us instead? We're trading you, Pittsburgh Pirates owner, for David Beckham.
I didn't even know Miami had an MLS team.
Yeah, like he got ownership stake in it for. He had like the option whenever he came over to America and played that he would then get like. Basically, first refusal on like any expansion franchises.
Oh, that was a good deal.
Yeah, like that was the reason he came over. Like, because I mean, the other money was nice, but then he got to be an owner, and like he believe owns the like I said, the Miami, the whatever their football team's called.
Mm. That's cool.
Their soccer team, I guess.
How much did it say they were buying the Jazz for? Did it say?
The Jazz got sold like a year or two ago. Like, basically, this guy's bringing on Dwayne Wade. Like this other guy had already bought him. The Jazz got sold. Either last year or the year before, because that owner came around and like he is somebody that came and said, "Hey, we are going to we're not going to treat the Utah Jazz like a small market team." That's why you saw him immediately give Gobert the big extension and Donovan Mitchell a big extension. Like they gave both those guys max money, which in Utah, not a big market, that usually doesn't happen. But he's like, "No, I'm coming here. I'm trying to win. I got money. I'm here to compete. I want to win."
It has the Jazz as the 18th most valuable franchise, $1.66 billion.
I would say they sold for about, you know, $1.5, $1.3 billion.
Guess like where your Hawks are at?
The deal to buy the Jazz to this is 2020, so this is like at the beginning of the year or at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. $1.66 billion.
Yeah.
It came with the G League affiliate and the AAA baseball affiliate, Salt Lake Bees.
Hmm.
And that wasn't even for full. That wasn't even like for the full team. That was for like the majority stake. Like, there's still other people that have, like, stake in it, so it wasn't, like, the full purchase of it. The Hawks, I mean, I imagine the Hawks are, I mean, the Hawks would probably sell for close to $2 billion if it actually got sold, but I'd probably say they're evaluated for like, what, 1.8, 1.7?
1.52.
Okay.
They're 24th most valuable.
I mean, I think if it actually got sold, it would be bigger. I don't know what it was when the wrestlers bought it, but, I mean, yeah. Like I said, all these things are going for bigger. Because you said the Jazz were worth what, reportedly?
1.66.
Okay, and that wasn't even for the full, like, team.
Yeah.
So if you're getting, like, 100% stake of it, like Dan Snyder just did when he bought, like, all of his stock back, or all of his shares back for Washington, like, he's got 100% of it. So when he sells it, like, it's going to be, you know, a huge, huge windfall of cash.
That sale you said the sale went for 1.66, but it went for those three things, though. I feel like if you just
okay, that's fair.
Straight the team,
okay, that's
it's
fair.
Probably went up in value since he or she bought it.
That's fair, but almost always you're going to get, like, other things when you buy a team. Like, when A-Rod bought the Timberwolves, they got the Lynx as well.
Ooh.
The WNBA team. Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know how big of a, you know, that
it's something, though.
I don't know how profitable it is. I mean, I know like, they've been one of the best, you know, franchises, and, like, it's something, like you said.
They priced to play in the same arena.
But I'm just like, if you buy the Jazz or you buy any NBA team, you're almost always going to get their G League team, too. But sure, like, maybe not a AAA baseball team.
Does every team have a G League team, by the way?
I don't think everyone has one yet. They're working towards it, though. But yeah. I think they're up to, like, 24 or something like that. Yeah. So they're working there. They're getting close.
The goal is to get everybody one.
You know, yeah. Like,
does Atlanta have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Miami has, like, Sioux Falls.
Yeah, which is weird that they're...
Yeah.
Not closer, but Memphis has one. Like, it's either Mississippi or I think it's Mississippi, or their G League team is, you know, close enough to the facilities. So Dwayne Wade, again, like I get, like, Utah, maybe not the most progressive place, not really the best track record of, you know, being nice to black players. You know, there's people there that have a lot of complaints, like Russell Westbrook, had a lot of run-ins with fans there. But Dwayne Wade going to be, you know, I don't know if he'll be the figurehead of the franchise, but he says he plans to have an active role.
I didn't realize some of these other former players, like Grant Hill, has ownership stakes with Atlanta.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Shaq with the Kings.
He kept tweeting at me to buy Hawks season tickets one time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how big of an interest they have.
Yeah.
Because doesn't Usher have stake in Atlanta, too? Did I make that up? Does he have stake in the Hawks, too? Like,
Did he use his fake money or?
That's a good question. like Timberlake and Peyton Manning's wife have stock in the Grizzlies or have stake in the Grizzlies. Like, I don't know how big these guys have.
Right.
But I'd imagine Shaq has a pretty significant
Usher has stake in the Cavs.
The Cavs, okay. Okay, not the Hawks, sorry. I'd imagine Shaq has a bigger part of the Kings than most of these guys, because, I mean, Shaq has a lot of money.
He does.
But it's also funny because, you know, Shaq at one point said I'm not worried about the Sacramento Queens. I'm not worried about the Sacramento Queens. I feel like you'd get canceled if you said that today.
No kidding.
Probably.
Why do you have to make them women? Huh? That's disrespectful. Why did you do that? So Dwayne Wade might win him a championship ring. Might get ring number 4 this year with Utah. Who knows? We're talking about NBA evaluations of the franchises. Big money there. If you'd have bought more doggy coin, Hayden, you could have been on your way to being able to.
If I had sold my doggy coin when it got up to 9 cents like forever ago.
I think about that.
I was up to like 60.
I've told the story about my offshore gambling site trying to pay me in Bitcoin when it was like very, very like starting out.
It was at 5 cents.
Trying to get me $5,000 of Bitcoin. Oh my gosh. It was like back when it was lower than a dollar.
Yeah.
Could have been rich.
Yeah. I had a friend that was ahead of the game in like 2013 and was like, hey man, you gotta invest in this with me. And I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you $200 to invest in something I've never heard of.
It was that was a thing.
Yeah.
Just never heard of it. I wish Twitter was really hammering the meme coins back then and tell me about Bitcoin. I would be like, yes, give me all of it.
Yeah.
Could have been rich.
Yeah.
Could have been sitting next to A-Rod or Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. We could own a team. We could have been part owners of the Hawks.
Who knows? Maybe if you hit enough same-game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook, you could become part owner of an NBA team.
Ugh, missed one by one yesterday.
Did you get your $25 back?
I did.
That's right, because they offer new and existing users $25, up to $25. I mean, if you bet less than $25, you're not going to get it, but if you bet $25, you're going to get it back. And site credit each day if your same-game parlay falls one leg short. What's a same-game parlay? You know what a same-game parlay is. We talk about it all the time. You can combine the money line, the point spread, the over-under, player props. How many three-pointers somebody hits? How many steals somebody hits? How many assists? You get the gist of it. In addition to the same-game parlay insurance, new users get up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit on their first bet. It's risk-free. You win, you keep the cash. You lose, you get another shot. Just one of the reasons to love FanDuel Sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same-game parlay. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Big game tonight in the NBA, the association. Two teams trying hard to get in the playoffs. Pelicans, Wizards. Woo!
Man.
It's going to be a shootout. Going to be a shootout. The over-under at 242. Oh, my God.
So I'd still bet the over.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Teams.
I think you're right. Oh, another big game is your Charlotte Hornets. 12.5-point dogs in Brooklyn.
Oh, no.
As they try to avoid falling below 500.
Oh, no.
As they're trying to hold on to that 8 seed, Draven. Yeah, why don't you worry about your own squad instead of worrying about mine? How's that sound? Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks.
All right, let's go over to our Lady Vol expert, Hayden Wallen. Can you break down the big news of the day?
Renata Davis last night. Going ninth overall to the Minnesota Lynx.
No, not
powerhouse there. Franchise.
I wasn't talking about that, although that was a big story. Good for them.
Slid a little bit, though. I was a
yeah.
I thought she was going to go 10 higher.
Maybe she should have made it out of the second round.
I mean, yeah, speaking of which, I mean, you guys had said at some point you saw her mocked at number three, but that Ari McDonald girl off of her strong tournament went number three.
As she should have.
Yeah. No, not that news, though. The other big news.
We get a commitment.
Sort of. You gotta keep up with Lady Vols.
Grad transfer.
Do you just lie about this to everybody?
Come on, Hayden.
There's been a lot going on today. I had to get up early, had an advising appointment, had to get my shot. Had to get something to eat before we came here. I didn't even know about the John Folkerson news till we showed up here. So I've been out of the loop this morning, John. That's true. I wasn't even up on the John Folkerson news when I got in here.
Which is weird because I saw you like on your phone whenever I pulled up to the station. You were sitting in your car on your phone. Like, do you not scroll the internet and see?
I was just texting someone.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to Botello's interview on the drive yesterday. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So are we going to strip you of your title, I guess?
No. No.
Draven, can you break down the big news of the day?
You're talking about Samantha Williams, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Samantha Williams coming as an assistant coach. Big time. Former head coach. We got a head coach and assistant coach. My goodness.
I mean, former head coach. I mean, yeah, former as in like resigned today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, but whatever the hell she resigned.
I want to say it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Resigned and said, hey, I'm coming. Coming to Tennessee. Coach Sam. Help build up Louisville. That's all you got?
That's a good get.
Oh,
great get.
Okay. All right. Either way.
I'm serious.
No, I mean, I know. That's why I went to you, my expert.
She was the head coach at Louisville?
She didn't resign from Louisville. Like just she resigned from Eastern Kentucky, but she was at Louisville.
Oh, okay.
So two Final Fours, four Elite Eights.
I mean, I imagine she got fired. She got fired at some point. But, I mean, at least she's had some success. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. I don't really keep up with Eastern Kentucky women's basketball.
Well, I'm not asking you to keep up with Eastern Kentucky. I'm asking you to keep up with the Lady Vols. You always talk about you're a Lady Vol fan and that you're the go-to guy.
I have no tweet notifications, John, but they haven't tweeted it out yet, John.
You cried.
The last thing I tweeted was about Renata Davis and hugging her family last
night. You go
to
the game. What was it? You cried at the UConn game when you saw the Pat montage?
Well, just a little water yod, you know.
That counts as crying.
It was about a 5-minute montage, you know.
If your eyes
sad.
If your eyes tear up, is that crying?
Yes.
Gino's absolutely crying out there.
Eyes tearing up is crying, or do you have to have multiple tears? I feel like you have to have multiple tears, like actually streaming down the face.
It wasn't like that.
So it has to hit the cheek for you to officially call it crying.
And I think you have to have more than one. A single tear to me is not necessarily crying. That's just shedding a tear.
Yeah, full crying is like what I did this morning.
That's what it took for you to fall and cry?
Yeah.
You know, you should have followed up on Tuesday and Wednesday. You should have
stayed. Well, I emailed them. That's why.
Pick up the phone and call.
I was busy Tuesday and Wednesday.
Did this lady?
It's not hard to just pick up the phone and be like, hey, just check them back in. I mean, I'm not.
Well,
I'm
their
not,
hours
I'm not saying
are weird with
I'm
my work
saying,
hours, and it's tough.
Got a 20-minute Uber ride to work. You could have easily picked up the phone in the Uber, like, hey, sorry, Uber guy, I gotta make a call.
I don't like talking on the phone in front of people.
I mean, 5 minutes before the show, you can go outside and make a phone call during a commercial break. Just sometimes you gotta pick up the phone. Kids these days, and you're a little texting. If someone's not emailing you, Cam, pick up the phone. Hey, just want to make sure you're getting my email. I mean, I don't want to pile on because I know you're sad about these, but I'm just, in the future, especially if you're dealing with an incompetent organization, you gotta stay on top of
them. Yeah, I guess I had too much faith in a place trying to get animals adopted, actually taking initiative to get their animals adopted.
Well, to their credit, they have their animal adopted. Their animal got adopted. So to them, it doesn't matter who gets it.
Yep.
And the animal did get adopted, right? Both of them? I mean, according to them?
Yeah.
Kind of like selling a car.
Kind of like selling a car.
Really don't care who gets it.
That's what sometimes they'll say. Like, hey, they'll be like, hey, you know, I'm going to sell this car regardless, whether or not you want it or not. Like, somebody's going to come buy it because sometimes you try to play hardball with them, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I want it for cheaper. Like, I'm not getting it for cheaper. Somebody's going to buy it.
Probably going to a terrible home.
Then they'll call you later and be like, I changed my mind. You can have it for cheaper.
They're probably going to a dumb home with dumb kids in it that are going to pick up the ferrets wrong, and the ferrets are going to bite them, and they're in the right back in the shelter.
Beat up by its head and slinging around.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
That was a pretty cool toy that, like, you go to the toy store and they'd have that little ferret, like, chasing the ball. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty cool toy. That's probably why they bought it, and they're going to realize the ferret doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you pulled a Draven from the weekend.
Yeah.
Send a text and never get one back and don't follow up. Now you're trying to blame the other people. Sometimes you got to take a little accountability yourself. Got to call next time.
Well, they emailed me back, and they were
five
still
days
available.
Later.
I know, but then I was like, here's my number. Like, you can call me here, this, and this, because they're like, what's the easiest way to reach you? Boom, sent in my application instantly. And I was like, I'm still coming to get them Friday. And they're like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, we'll send this in. And then I called, and I was like, hey, still trying to make the move. And yet here we are.
I hear you.
So back to the Lady Vols. Did this lady get fired at Eastern Kentucky?
No, she says she resigned from Eastern Kentucky. Was she bad at Eastern Kentucky?
Yeah. It went 9-15.
Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.